I would like to speak this morning about the strategies of Satan to make us blind to God's love.
Ekuseni namhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngamaqhinga kaSathane awasebenzisayo asenza ukuba sibe yimpumputhe singaliboni uthando lukaNkulunkulu.
To cause us not to understand God.
Okwenza ukuthi sidideke singamqondi uNkulunkulu.
So that we can't realize how much he loves us.
Ukuze singaqondi singaboni ukuthi uNkulunkulu usithanda kangakanani.
And how valuable he is for us.
Nokuthi uyigugu nenani elikhulu kangakanani kithi.
We read in the New Testament a parable about a woman who lost a coin.
Siyafunda iTestament enelisha ngowesifazane owalahlekelwa inhlamvu yemali.
Well, we don't know how much worth the coin was.
Asazike nokuthi leyo nhlamvu yemali yamlahlekelayo yayibiza inani elingakanani.
But it reminds us of the koi which the widow gave once, which was so insignificant that people would have not taken note if the law didn't say she put in more than the rest.
Kodwa nokho isikhumbuza leyo nhlamvu yemali eyanikelwa ulowo wesifazane wayeyumfelokazi eyayibweka ingenanani, abantu bangeke babone ukuthi inani lawo likhulu kangakanani uma uNkulunkulu wayengakuvezanga.
We don't know.
Asazi.
Maybe it was 20 cents.
Mhlawumbe kwakuwu 20 cent nje.
You know, love is not rational, it's not logic.
Ngoba uthando akuyona into ongakwazi ukuthi uyihlanganise uyibuke ngamehlo engqondo.
Love doesn't make sense to your logical brain.
Ngokucabanga kwakho ngengqondo yobuntu, indaba yothando kuyinto engaqondakali engathi ayinikeza umqondo.
And because of that, it's so easy for the devil to hide the love of God from us.
Ngenxa yalokho kulula kakhulu kuSathane ukuba alifihle uthando lukaNkulunkulu kithina singaliboni.
And easy for the devil to hide the love of a parent to their child.
Khona kanjalo futhi kulula kuSathane ukuba alifihle uthando lomzali analo ngengane yakhe ukuba ingane ingaboni.
So that the child doesn't realize he's got no idea how much the parent loves him.
Ingane igcine ingaqondi ingabona ukuthi umzali uyithanda kakhulu kangakanani.
How compassionate the parent is for the child.
Angabona ukuthi umzali unozwelo nokubele kangakanani kuyingane yakhe.
So she lost, this woman in the parable lost a coin.
Kulomfanekiso ke lo wesifazane walahlekelwa imali yakhe.
And we read that in the middle of the night she went to look for this coin. She got a lamp and started looking for it.
Siyafunda ukuthi phakathi nobusuku wayesekhanyisa ngelambu efuna lenhlamvu yemali emlahlekele.
That's so simple.
Kuyinto elula le.
If I may say it with respect.
Uma ngingakubeka nje ngokuhlonipha.
It's so stupid.
Kuyinto ewubula.
It's just a coin.
Kuyinhlamvu nje yemali.
It's in the night, you won't see the coin.
Kusebusuku ngeke ayibone.
Why doesn't she just wait till the morning when the sun is out and there's light and she can find the coin?
Ungazi ukuthi pho akalindi ngani kuze kuse ekseni uma sekukhanya ke aqala ayifune lenhlamvu uzoyithola.
No, she was so keen to find that lost coin.
Kodwa nokho yena wayezimisela ukuba ayithole.
Which was probably worth nothing.
Mhlawumbe yayingenalo nenani elitheni.
That she went and she looked for it at night.
Kodwa yena wayesevuka ebusuku wayifunisisa lenhlamvu.
Now that's not the end of the story.
Ayipheli lapha indaba.
Finally she got hold of that coin.
Emva kwesikhathi wayithola.
Now one would expect her to say, okay, now I can relax. I've got my coin. Climb back into bed and sleep now.
Bungalindela ukuthi uzothi hayi sengiyitholile. Angikhululekele ngibele embedeni wami ngilale.
But she doesn't do that.
Kodwa akenzi kanjalo.
She goes, remember everybody is asleep now.
Uyahamba ke kodwa khumbula kusebusuku kwenzeka lokhu bonke abantu balele.
She goes to her neighbors, she knocks on their doors she waked them all up.
Uyahamba ekomakhelwane ngonqothe endlini zabo abavuse bonke.
In the middle of the night,
phakathi nobusuku,
and she says, "Come and rejoice with me, I found my coin."
Abesethi ozani nizothokoza kanye nami ngiyitholile intambo yami.
That's crazy behavior.
Kube ngazuthi nje lokho akwenza kunamqondo.
For a worthless coin.
Ngoba le nhlamvu kuyinhlamvu engananani litheni.
But this shows you the love of God for worthless people like you and I.
Kodwa lokhu kusivezela uthando lukaNkulunkulu analo ngabantukazana nje abantu abangenalutho mina nawe.
We are just nothing.
Asilutho.
And yet God's love is so strong. It has got such a hot burning love for us.
Kodwa nokho uthando lukaNkulunkulu lujulile lunamandla maqondana nathi.
He's got a love for all of us.
Unothando ngathi sonke.
For you and you and this little girl there that's sitting there and everybody.
Unothando ngawe ngawe nawe nale ntombazane encane ehleli phansi nalowaya sonke.
And God says to you, I love you.
UNkulunkulu uthi ngiyakuthanda.
Come to me.
Woza kimi.
And the person says, no, I don't want to come. I'm not interested in you, God.
Umuntu yena uthi cha angifuni ukuza. Nkulunkulu angikukho nje ukungidonsela kuwena.
And God says, well, in that case I'll come to you.
UNkulunkulu uthi uma kunjalo ke mina ngizoza kuwena.
I leave heaven and the glories of heaven and I'll come to earth to you.
Ngiyakulishiya izulu nenkazimulo zezulu ngize emhlabeni kuwe.
Because I want you.
Ngoba mina ngifuna wena.
I love you.
Ngiyakuthanda wena.
I want to save you, to save you from the wrath to come.
Ngithanda ukuba ngikusindise olakeni eluzayo.
And he went and he was willing to be whipped and to be beaten for you and me.
Nangempela weza wavuma ukuba ashaywe abhaxabulwe ngenxa yami nawe.
While we were blind to the love of God.
Thina ngaleso sikhathi siyimpumputhe asilibona uthando lukaNkulunkulu.
But what did he find on earth?
Kodwa watholani emhlabeni?
He finds sin.
Wathola isono.
And there's nothing that God hates as much as sin.
Ayikho into uNkulunkulu ayizondayo njengesono.
God hates it.
uNkulunkulu uyazonda.
Pride.
Ukuziphakamisa.
Jealousy.
Umona.
Lust.
Izinkanuko.
Anger.
Ulaka.
All these things God cannot stand it. He cannot in any way unite him with that.
Zonke lezi zinto uNkulunkulu uyazonda. Akakwazi futhi ukuthi ayibekezelele ukuthi ayihlanganise nazo.
So when he finds us full of sin. Full of gross evil in our lives. And what does God do? God says, I love you so much. The Bible says that he said that he was willing to become sin for us.
iBhayibheli lithi yena ubekulungela ukuthi aphendukene uqobo lwakhe abe yisono ngenxa yenu.
Imagine that.
Awucabange nje lokho.
Will you be willing to become a mouse to save the mice?
Ungakwazi ukuthi wena uvume ukuthi uphenduke ube igundane ukuze usindise igundane.
Would you be willing to become a cockroach to save a cockroach?
Ungakwazi ukuthi uphenduke ube iphela ukuze ukwazi ukusindisa iphela.
Would you be willing to become a flea in order to save the fleas?
Ungakwazi ukuthi uphenduke ube impukane ukuze usindise ezinye impukane.
Who bites us?
Ezisilumayo.
That's how we were when he came here.
Thina ke sasinjalo ngesikhathi efika la.
We were biting him.
Thina besimluma.
Attacking him.
Simhlasela.
Scratching and clawing him.
Simhlaba simgavuna kabhlungu.
My God, but God went further than just being a flea.
kodwa uNkulunkulu yena waba ngaphezulu kwalokho ukuthi abe njengomyani.
He said, I will become sin, sin itself.
Wathi ngizophenda ukuthi ngibe isono, isono uqobo lwaso.
That sin that you keep on committing, that you love so much, that you keep doing every day, I'll become sin to set you free from that sin.
Leso sono leso osithanda kangaka ohlala kusona usenza usuku nosuku uthi yena ngizophenduka ngibe yiso leso sono ukuze ngikusindise kuso.
Why?
Ngani na?
Because I love you.
Ngoba ngiyakuthanda.
I want you.
Ngoba ngiyakufuna.
And even if you don't want me, I want you.
Noma wena ungangifuni mina kodwa mina ngiyakufuna wena.
I'll take everything out of the way that stands between you coming to me, meeting me and starting to realize how much I've been loving you all these years and ages.
Uthi ngiyakuqhelukisa konke lokhu okukwenza ukuthi ungakwazi ukuza kimina. Lokhu kuhlukanisa nami phezu kokuthi mina ngikuthande kangaka.
This is the love that God had for man. The love which he had for Adam and Eve when he created them.
Yilo lolu thando uNkulunkulu ebenalo ngomuntu. Uthando ayenalo ngoAdam noEva lapho ebadala.
And the devil knew it.
USathane ubekwazi lokho.
And he had to find a way so that Adam and Eve would not see and realize the love of God for them.
Wazama ukuthola indlela ezowenza ukuthi uAdam noEva bangaliqondi, bangaliboni loluthando analo ngakho uNkulunkulu.
How did he manage to twist their minds?
Waphumelela kanjani ukuze akwazi ukuthi adukise imiqondo yabo?
To make an enemy of the one that loved them most.
Ukuba aguqule enze lo bathanda kakhulu kangaka amenze isitha
kuwe. We'll read that in Genesis 3 verse 1.
Siyakufunda lokho encwadini kaGenesis sahluko sesithathu ivesi ngelokuqala.
But before we read, let's pray.
Siyakufundi ake sithandaze.
Father, once again we pray that you would be with us today.
Baba kanye futhi siyakhuleka sicela ukuba ube kanye nathi namhlanje.
Open our eyes.
Vula Nkosi amehlweni.
Show us your love for us.
Sivezele uNkulunkulu uthando lwakho nalo ngathi.
And Lord, may we answer to that call of your love.
Nkosi kwangathi singaphendula sivume kulolu thando.
Amen.
Amen.
Genesis 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle and crafty than any living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And he, Satan, said to the woman, "Can it really be that God has said, 'You shall not eat from every tree of the garden?'"
Incwadi kaGenesis sahluko sesithathu ivesi ngelokuqala, inyoka enobuqili kunazo zonke izilwane zasendle ebezenzile uJehova uNkulunkulu. Yathi kwesifazane, ngempela uNkulunkulu ushilo yini ukuthi ningadli emithini yasensimini na?
And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden."
Owesifazane wathi enyokeni, singadla izithelo zemithi, singadla izithelo zemithi yasensimini.
Except the fruit from the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, "You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die."
Kepha ngezithelo zomuthi phakathi nensimi uNkulunkulu ushilo ukuthi ningazidli, ningazithinti ukuba ningafi.
Friends, God made this rule, this law, out of love for Adam and Eve because he knew it was better for them not to eat of that fruit at that stage.
So uNkulunkulu wenza lo mthetho, wabeka lo myalo ewenza ngothando ebenalo ngoAdam noEva, ngobazi ukuthi akufanele badle kulesi sithelo ngoba baza kufa.
Oh, how the devil can catch a child and make him blind to the love of his parents.
Kulula kangakanani ukuba uSathane ayibambe ingane ayenze ukuba iphuphutheke ingaliboni uthando lwabazali.
Verse 4, "But the servant said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die.'"
Ivesi lesine inyoka yathi kwesifazane aniyukufa nokufa.
For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil, and blessing and calamity.
Kepha uNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi mhla nizidla kuyakuvuleka amehlo enu nibe njengoNkulunkulu nikwazi okuhle nokubi.
We'll end reading there.
Siyocina lapho ukufunda.
We read here the way the devil blinded Adam and Eve was with this, these words.
Siyafunda lana ukuthi eyona ndlela uSathane aphuphuthekisa ngayo edukisa uAdam noEva kwaba yilamazwi.
Can it really be?
Ngempela kunjalo na?
Can it really be that God has said this?
Ngempela uNkulunkulu ukushilo lokho?
Can it really be that God is expecting you and me to live sinless lives?
Ingabe ngempela kunjalo uNkulunkulu ulindele kithina ukuba siphile impilo ezingenasono?
Can it really be that God is expecting you and me to live a life so far above our own ability and what our own strengths can do?
Ingabe ngempela uNkulunkulu angasilindele ukuthi siphile impilo engaphezu kwamandla ethu esingeke sikwazi ukuthi ngokwethu sifinyelele kuyona?
Do you really think God would ask of you to do such an impossible thing?
Ingabe ngempela ulindele ukuthi uNkulunkulu angalindela kuwena ukuthi wenze into elikhuni kangaka?
That is so foreign to human nature and just so totally different than what our human nature, sinful natures are like.
Into nje singathi iwubufokazi ayenzeki kumuntu iphambene futhi nemvelo yethu.
Just look around, nobody's really paying attention to that.
Awukubuke nje uqalaze emaceleni uzobona akekho umuntu oyinakile le ndaba.
Nobody's really living such holy lives.
Akekho umuntu oyikhathaza ukuthi aphile impilo engcwele kangaka.
Look at the Christians.
Awubuke ngisho amaKristu.
Look at the way the girls dress.
Awubuke ngisho indlela amantombazana amaKristu agqoka ngayo.
Look at the music they have in the churches.
Bheka umculo osungenile phakathi emabandleni.
Do you really think if everybody else interprets God's word that it is true that God expects us to live a sinless, to strive to live a life without any, a perfect life?
Uma kunjalo kucabanga ukuthi bonke abantu bahumusha izwi likaNkulunkulu ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi uNkulunkulu usilindele ukuthi siphile impilo ephelele emsulwa.
Is God not ridiculous?
Ingabe le nto izo uNkulunkulu akuyona into engenakwenzeka ehlekisayo?
Should we really try and live such a life, a victorious life?
Kempela silindele ukuthi siphile impilo zokunqoba?
Can God really be expecting you and me to sacrifice so much to follow him?
Ingabe uNkulunkulu ngempela usilindele mina nawe ukuba sinikele ngakho konke ukuze simlandele?
Actually, to sacrifice everything to follow him.
Empeleni size sinikele ngakho konke sikudele ukuze simlandele?
No, hang on.
Uthi cha, angeka kunjalo.
Sacrifice everything.
Kidele konke.
No.
Cha.
It's illogical.
Into engenakwenzeka ayicabangeki futhi ayinamqondo.
It is crazy.
Ungazi udumisa ngani?
To be willing to sacrifice everything I have. From day to day I get up in the morning with this determination, this love for God in my heart, that I'm willing to sacrifice everything I have on that day for God.
Ukuba ngingakwazi ukuthi usuku nosuku mangivuka njalo ekuseni ngidele ngakho konke, nginikele ngakho konke namandla wonke ngiwashiyele kuNkulunkulu.
Friend, if you are not willing to sacrifice everything, you are not going to see the gates of heaven.
Sihlobo, uma ungazimisela ukwenza lokhu kudela konke angeke uzwabona amasango ezulu.
Shouldn't we rethink the way we live here on the mission. Look at the comfort within which people live outside. Have we not been derailed that we are living such lives on the altar for God? The word I was looking for is the word Spartan, such Spartan lives. What's Spartan? Spartan was a certain part of the Greek nation. They were Spartans. From the age of 6 years, the boys were taken away from their parents. And had to go to the army. They would have contests. To make them tough for the army, they were not allowed to sleep and experience any comfort. They had to sleep on the bare ground. They had to train themselves in war and fitness. They were not allowed to think of marriage until the age of 30. There was no comfort there. They had contests. Competitions. Where they would beat each one. With a whip. And they waited to see who can hold out the longest before he starts crying. They were the hardest of the hard soldiers. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying children should be taken away at the age of 6 and all these things should be done to children. But this is an expression in English. If a person lives a life where he denies himself comforts, all kinds of comforts, we say he's living a Spartan life. And the devil, what did the devil do? The devil just needed to make a suggestion to Eve. He didn't start off by saying to her, Eve, you're a fool of God. What are you doing here? Why can't you eat of the tree? No, he came with a question. Can it be, is it really so that God has told you this? That's just how the devil works. He just throws a hint to the confused and bewildered mind of a person who doesn't follow Christ with all his heart. He just throws the hint. And then he waits. It's like a feeler that he puts out into Eve's heart to see, to try and find out where is her weak point. Because she dare not realize the love of God for her. She must not see how much God loves her. I must blind her to that. So he throws out this question. Some people who gossip do it in the same way. They don't come to you and start speaking about so and so that's so bad and has done this and the wrong and that and that. Then you can accuse them and you can corner them and say to them, you're doing a bad thing. No, they just come and they ask a question to you about in somebody else. And they allow it to work on your brain. Your mind will run ahead with this thought, this question about that person, and your mind will draw the wrong conclusions. And you can never come to them and say to them, you've said evil things about so and so. No, I just asked a question about the person. But friends, if you've been doing that, they know that in God's eyes you are the real guilty one, even though you have not done the actual gossiping. Just as in God's eyes, Satan was the guilty one, even though he just asked and said, is it really so?
And
so he'll throw these thoughts into your mind and allow you to work with it. Now Eve was blind. She thought God is prohibiting them from eating from the tree because he's proud. He doesn't want them to become like him. And friends, listen carefully. By believing that lie, they locked the door to be able to see God's love in their lives. Forget about it. God was not good anymore. God didn't love them anymore. He's just hateful and proud. The devil will come to you and say, do you see how they are treating so and so? Have you seen how they treat you? But have you seen how they treat so and so? Or he'll come to you and he says to you, have you noticed that you're the only one that can do this job really well, perfectly? That's why they keep asking you to do it.
wena kuphela okwazi ukuthi uwenze lo msebenzi wenzisise futhi ngendlela ingakho becela wena njalo.
Have you noticed that?
Usungakuphawula yini lokho?
You're the only one that's able to do this.
Wena kuphela okwazi ukwenza lokhu.
Or he comes to you and he says to you, did you see what she looks like if she smiles?
Noma uSathane afike nje kuwena ethi ukwamphawula yini usibanibani uthi ubuye kanjani uma ngabe semamatheke.
Have you noticed what she looks like when she smiles?
Usukwamqaphela umphawula ngempela uthi unjani uma ngabe semamatheke smile.
How beautiful she is.
Ukuthi muhle kangakanani.
Or have you noticed how he looks when he smiles?
Noma athi usukwayibona yena uthi lensizwa uma ngabe simamatheka iba yinhle kangakanani.
And that's enough.
Sekwanele lokhu
Satan asebenza. Your brain starts running with dirty, filthy, sinful thoughts a bit about that person.
Ingqondo yakho isizwe iqhubekela yona ngemicabango emibi engcolile ngalowo muntu.
In spite of the fact that the devil has just said, have you seen what she looks like when she smiles? Your brain, that's enough to get your brain running ahead.
Lokho kwenzeka nje ngento eyodwa ayishilo uSathane uthi usukwambona yini ukuthi mangabe mamatheka muhle kangakanani. Kulokho nje ingqondo yakho siyaqhubeka ke isiyagijima yona iyaphambili.
And you fog. Your attention is away from God.
Bese khona lapho ukubhekisisa kwakho sekususiwe kuNkulunkulu.
He's not your love anymore.
uNkulunkulu akaselona manje uthando lwakho.
Friends, Jesus should be the passion of our souls.
Sihlobo uJesu bekumele ukuthi abe uyena oyisithandwa semphefumulo yethu.
These days I read the last hymn that Charles Wesley wrote.
Kulezi insuku ngifunde ihubo lokugcina labhalwa uCharles Wesley.
He actually composed it.
Uyena owalibhalayo waliqala lelo cuco.
He was on his deathbed.
Walqambe esembhedeni wakhe okufi.
He was too weak to write.
Wayesebuthaka kakhulu ukuthi angalibhala.
So he dictated it and they think his private doctor wrote it down.
Wayeseke liqamba leliculo kuthiwa abacanga ukuthi udokotela wakhe obeqondene naye uyena kwayesemlobela lona phansi.
His last words.
Amazwi akhe okugcina.
That he wrote.
Amazwi akhe okugcina wabhalayo.
And he wrote this.
Wabhala lokhu.
In age and feeble, I hope I remember it. In age and feebleness extreme.
Ethi ebudaleni nasegugeni umzimba usuphelile.
Who will a helpless worm redeem?
Ubani ongakwazi ukuthi ahlangulwe isibungu.
Who will a helpless worm redeem?
Noma impethu engelutho ubani engakwazi ukuthi mhlangule.
Jesus, my only hope thou art.
Uthi Jesu, themba lami lona lodwa.
Strength of my failing health and heart.
Uthi wena ongamandla empilo yami esiphela kanye nenhliziyo yami esifofobala.
And then he says this.
Besatsho lokhu ke.
Oh my eye, may I catch a smile from thee.
Uthi awukwangathi ngingathola nje ngibone ukumamatheka oqhamuka kuwe.
And drop into eternity.
Bese ngikwazi ukuthi ngingene engunaphakadeni.
Do you realize the spirit behind this?
Yaqonda yini umoya okhona kuloko.
Jesus was the one whose smile he wanted to see.
UJesu uyena omamathekayo lo ayethanda ukuthi ambone.
The devil wants us to see the smiles of the other young men and the other young girls.
Kodwa uSathane uthanda ukuthi sibuke thina ukumamatheka nokusmayela kwamanye amantombazana noma abafana.
But Charles Wesley said, "Oh, may I catch a smile from thee and drop into eternity."
Kodwa uCharles Wesley yena uthi kwangathi ngingabona kwakho Nkosi ukumamatheka ngibe seke sengene nginaphakade.
Oh, friends, once the devil has made us blind, Christ is not the passion of our hearts and our minds.
Sihlobuma ngabe uSathane esesiphuphuthekisile uKristu lapho akase yena othandwa inhliziyo yethu nengqondo yethu.
I've often said to people, the passion of my heart, the thing that keeps me going, is not honor from people, respect from people. You know what I'm living for and I'm dreaming about and hoping for. Is to be able to put a smile on my Savior's face. On that day when I stand before Him in His judgment throne. If only I can put a smile on His face. And hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Over little you've been faithful, I will put you in charge of much. Has the devil managed to blind you? Actually, Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians 11, verse
3.
But now I'm fearful, lest that even the serpent beguiled Eve by his cunning, so your minds may be corrupted and seduced from wholehearted, sincere, and pure devotion to Christ.
Because,
friends, listen to this. We live and we act and we do according to our perspective on life.
Siyaphila senza izinto ngalendlela lethi nesibuka ngayo impilo.
Let me demonstrate it. Maybe it's difficult to understand. Several years ago, someone phoned the wife of a package delivery driver. While her husband was on the road with a courier service. And in a very professional sounding voice, he said, "Mrs. Jones, this is Dr. Johnson speaking." I'm sorry to inform you that your husband is in hospital with a life-threatening unknown disease and he may die any moment. We need a hair sample from you immediately, because we believe you may also have this disease. And this terrible news shocked and jolted the poor woman. And the doctor instructed her to take a pair of scissors and to cut off her hair at the roots so that the hospital could do some tests on her hair.
Alisikele phansi lalisuka khona lusuke esibhedlele ukuze esibhedlele abakwazi ukuthi
And so she patiently went and did everything that he asked her to do. When she had finished, she called the doctor back. She asked him, "Well, what must I now do next?" He said to her, "The next thing you need to do is to go and sit and wait for your husband to come home. I just made up this whole story." "I was just playing a prank, playing a joke on you." You see, she acted according to her perspective, what she believed to be the situation. Eve did the same. The devil gave her another perspective on what was happening. And she started acting on that what she believed. Friends, if the devil has convinced you that God and the Lord Jesus do not love you, you will act according to that. And this is where another great evil of sin comes in. Because sin changes the way we look at things and how we interpret what's happening. Let me tell you a few sins that does this. The sin of pride. A proud person will look at everything from a different perspective and different way. Jealousy. Dear friend, dear brother and sister, are you walking around with jealousy in your heart? There's the story about the one eagle that always flew higher than the other eagles. And one eagle was jealous of the one that was always beating him and flying higher. So he went to an archer, a sportsman with bow and arrows, and he said to him, "Would you please shoot this other eagle for me?" "Because I can't fly as high as him." Makes me think of the taxi drivers. And the jealousy in them. And the sportsman said to the eagle, "I can, but I need one of your feathers to put at the back of the arrow so that it can go far enough." He plucked one of his feathers, gave it to the sportsman, but still, his arrows didn't reach the other eagle. It was too high.
I said, "Keep our lunyo lempa pezake lo fawala."
Friends, live a godly life. That's all. Fear the Lord. Live for the Lord. Realize His love. And no arrow which the enemy shoots will be able to bring you down.
Sihlobo philela nje uNkulunkulu, umesaba uNkulunkulu, uphilele nje yena. Akukho umcibisho lowesithu okwazi ukuthi ufinyelele kuwe
makunjalo. Let people go to the sangoma and get a curse to put on your life. It will do nothing to you if you are your relationship with God is right. And your eyes have been opened to the love He has for you.
Bayeka abantu bashone zangomeni bethi bawufuna imithi ukuze bakuthakathe ngeke baphumelele uma nje wena uphilela uNkulunkulu usaba yena.
By living a godly life, a humble life, you flying up there where no arrow can get you. They can gossip about you, they can say things about you. It doesn't touch you. You're up there in the sky.
Kokuphilela nje uNkulunkulu ukumesaba yena uphila ngokuzithoba undizela phezulu la ngekho khona umcibisho lokwazi ukufinyelele kwena.
So the sportsman said, I need another arrow from you in order to shoot even higher.
Wayesethike lo muntu wemcibisholo ngizodinga esinye isikhali kuwe ukuze ngikwazi ukuthi ngikwazi ukucibishola kuzoya phezulu
kakhulu. He still didn't reach him. He said, I need another arrow from you. And so he kept asking arrows, feathers, sorry, I needed another feather from you. Until in the end, the jealous eagle had no feathers left. And you know what the sportman did? He simply went, chopped off the head of the eagle and fried it for some food. You allow jealousy. When the devil whispers in your ear, just look how rich he is. How far he's gone. How many taxis has he have? And you listen to that. And your feathers are being plucked. And then in the end, who suffers? The consumers. They are the ones that suffer. Because they are not taxis anymore. Or they come only once in a while. And maybe there's someone who has a child that must urgently get to the hospital. But because of your evil jealousy, that child cannot be taken to the hospital because there's no taxi. And the child dies. And the whole of society is cursed because of you. You're bringing a curse upon your society where you live. Because of the jealousy that makes you do all kinds of things and shoot at other taxis and fight and curse. Another sin that will blind you. The love of money. Friends, we don't know whether Judas would have ever betrayed the Lord Jesus. If he didn't, he wasn't weak in the love for money. It's because he loved money that he ended up betraying the Lord for a few silver pieces, a few silver coins.
ingenxa yothando lwemali elamholele ekutheni azakhaphela inkosi ngeinhlamvu nje ezimbalwa zesilivi.
Do you see the things the devil use? And meanwhile, there's a loving God that came from heaven here, died a terrible death for you, for your sins, so that you can be washed from your sins. But you are blind for that because you're busy with this love of money that you're chasing. And you sit here every Sunday in the service and you plan how you are going to get out and make more money. You can't stay here like this forever. You need to get to a place where you must make more money.
Uyabonaka amaqhingi uSathane owasebenzisayo, kodwa noma kunjalo ukhona uNkulunkulu osezulwini, kodwa wena uhleli kulesono sakho sothando lwemali, noma uhleli laphansi esontweni njalo ngesonto khona uhleli phansi uyacabanga ukuthi ngingaphuma kanjani ngiyowenza imali, ukuthi ngeke ngihlale kanje impilo yami yonke, cha ngimele ukuthi ngiphume ngenze imali.
Is there anything that Satan has managed to make more important for you than what the Lord Jesus is for you?
Ikhona yini into empilweni yakho uSathane ayenze ukuba kube into emqoka kakhulu ngaphezulu kwakhe uJesu?
Maybe your high position at work or in society.
Mhlawumbe ngenxa yesikhundla sakho esiphezulu onaso emsebenzini.
Has not that not become too important for you to have that position?
Ingabe lokho leso sikhundla onaso noma isemphakathini akuyona yini into esekwenze waba mkhulu yaba phezulu kunakho konke?
Maybe the respect from people.
Mhlawumbe ukuhlonishwa abantu.
I like it to walk around and I see everybody greeting me with respect.
Uzwela ukuthi ngiyathanda ukuthi mangihamba phakathi kwabantu bonke abantu bayangibingelela ngenhlonipho.
Maybe my wife has become more important to me than God and what she wants.
Mhlawumbe umkami uyena osebesemqoka kakhulu kunoNkulunkulu empilweni yami naphezulu kwalokho okufunwa uNkulunkulu.
Oh, my husband.
Noma mhlawumbe umyeni wami.
Maybe my children have become more important than God.
Mhlawumbe ingane zami sezibe semqoka kakhulu kimina kunaye uNkulunkulu.
Friends, let me tell you this.
Sihloba ke ngikutshele lokhu.
The devil has used our children, which are a blessing from God. More effectively to change our minds and our perspectives so that we would believe a lie and allow things in my house I would have never allowed otherwise.
USathane usebenzise bona abantwana abayisibusiso esiqhama uNkulunkulu ukuza guqula indlela esibuka ngayo izinto bese sivumela izinto emakhaya ethu ezingezinhle, izinto bengeke ngize ngizivumele esikhathini esingaphambili.
Another sin, anger.
Esinye isono futhi ulaka.
That takes me away from, makes me blind to see God's love.
Esingichezukisayo singenza ukuthi ngiphuphutheke maqondana nothando lukaNkulunkulu.
And then the last one.
Esokugcina.
Anxiety and hopelessness.
Ukuphelelwa amandla nokuphelwa ithemba.
Remember, God shows himself faithful to those who show themselves faithful to God.
Khumbula uNkulunkulu uthembekile kulabo futhi abathembekile kuye.
But we can easily become hopeless.
Kodwa kalula nje singayithola sabantu abaphelelwe ithemba.
Because we cannot be faithful out of our own strength.
Ngoba asikwazi ukuthi sithembeke ngawethu amandla.
We will keep falling away from the Lord if we trust in our own strength.
We must thembela kwethu amandla, so ithola ukuthi njalo siyahlehla.
We will become hopeless and depressed.
So ithola siyabantu abangenakuthemba futhi abaqindezelekile.
Our hearts are deceitful. They'll take us from the Lord. They'll tell us how hopeless my situation is. It is hopeless, 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 hopeless. What on earth are you still doing here on the mission? The situation is hopeless.
Inhliziyo zethu ziyosidukisa, zisenze sibe abantu abangenathemba, uyizwele ukuthi nje kuphela amandla, akho themba. Ithi inhliziyo yakho wenzani nje kwala emission? Awuboni ukuthi akusekho themba, akusekho lutho ngawe.
Don't worry. God's word has an answer to that. Psalm 119, verse
116.
Sustain me, my God, according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed.
Isabelelo sika 119 verse 116 ngiphase ngokwezwi lakho ukuze ngiphile ngingajabi ngethemba lami.
There were times, friends, in my life where I've experienced very hopeless situations.
Sihlobo saba khona isikhathi empilweni yami lapho ngahlangana nezimo lapho ngibona lingekho ithemba.
When every morning when I woke up,
kuthi njalo mangivuka ekseni,
I took this verse,
ngilithathe leli vesi,
and I read it in my Bible.
Ngilifunde eBhayibhelini lami.
Sustain me, my God, according to your promise, not according to my goodness, according to your promise.
Ngiphase uNkulunkulu wami ngokwesithembiso sakho, hayi ngokubuhle bami, kodwa ngokwesithembiso sakho.
And I will live.
Ukuze ngiphile.
Do not let my hopes be dashed.
Ngingajabi ngethemba lami.
Friends, has the devil succeeded in making you blind to the loving God that came to this earth and died for your sins?
Mhlobo wami, ngabe uSathane uphumelelile yini ukuba akuphuphuthekise ukuba ungalibona uthando likaNkulunkulu onothando olungaka?
Managed to get you and keep you busy with all these things that take your attention off the Lord. Remember, he came to fetch you. And when he found the sin, he said, it's okay, I'll pay the price of so and so's sin.
Lapho esethola isono wathi kulungile ngizolikhokha inani lesono sika sibani ba.
Give it to me.
Wathi asibe kimi leso sono.
I'll take the curse.
Mina ngizosithwala isiqalekiso.
Give Bongani's sins to me.
Wathi nginike izono zika Bongani zibe kimi.
The curse that he should get, I'll carry.
Isono befana uthi asithwale yena isiqalekiso bekuyesakhe ngizosithwala.
Give Peter's sins to me.
Isono leso sika Peter silethe kimi.
Give John's sins to me.
Isono sika John asibe kimi.
Curse me.
Wathi qalekisa mina.
I'll suffer.
Mina ngiyohlupheka.
I'll be forsaken by God.
Wathi mina ngiyovuma ukuba ngiflathelwe uNkulunkulu.
Because I love Bongani.
Ngenxa yokuthi ngiyamthanda uBongani.
I love Peter.
Ngiyamthanda uPeter.
I love John.
Ngiyamthanda uJohn.
I love all of you, each one of you sitting here this morning. And us standing here in front. God said, give me their sins. I will take their punishment. Why? Because I love them. The pastor that got converted in the great East African revival that Uncle Elo has often said is the revival that lasted the longest.
Festus
Kivengere.
Festus Kivengere Kamalak.
Lived a godless life.
Wayiphila impilo engamesaba uNkulunkulu.
He became a very big instrument in God's hands later. And one day he got convicted about his sins. And he went home, tied a rope onto a beam in his house. Made a loop in the rope. climbed onto a chair, put the loop over his head, around his neck. He was just so aware of his own evil that he could never overcome. And he says, seconds before he jumped, suddenly, God struck him with a vision. As he stood on the chair, he saw a vision. And he saw Christ hanging on the cross. And Christ said to him, "This is how much I loved you." And he took the noose off his neck, climbed down, and became one of the biggest preachers of the East African revival. And may God do that for you and me as well. Can I ask Baba Kwela to come and close for us?
Let's bow our heads and
pray.
Baba wethu othandekayo, siyabonga ukuthi uyasithanda.
Loving Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us.
Siyezwa Nkosi namhlanje, uyasibekela ubungcwele bakho.
We've heard once again today that you've shown us and demonstrated your holiness.
Noma usathane eqhamuka ngezindlela eziningi esilahla emhlabeni ngezono zethu, kodwa siyezwa Nkosi ukuthi wena uyasithanda.
Even though the devil comes with myriads of ways to try and make us fall into sin and lose our hope, but still, Lord, you love us.
Siyezwa Nkosi ukuthi sonke silapha njengoba usihlanganisile kule ndlu yenkonzo, wena Nkosi uyasithanda.
And Lord, all of us, as we see ourselves sitting here in this church, gathered together, we are here because you love us in the first place.
Silekelele Nkosi ukuba le nhlanhla osenzele yona ingasilahlekeli.
Help us, Lord, that we will not lose out and let this opportunity pass by.
Senzele Nkosi ukuba leli thuba lihle kangaka usibizela kuwena singalilahli.
May this wonderful opportunity once again call to us to come to you and not to go lost.
Futhi Nkosi silekelele ukuba singabheki umuntu kodwa sibheke kuwena ukuthi kanti noma ngisoni wena Nkulunkulu unothando olungaka.
Help us, Lord, not to look away, to look at people, but to look at you who loved us so much.
Siyacela Nkosi usiphelelise kuwena.
We pray, Lord, that you will make us complete in you.
Ekugcineni Nkosi siyacela umusa wakho ube phezu kwethu.
And finally, may your grace be upon us.
Nothando lwakho olumangalisayo, Baba, lusilandele njalo.
And Father, may your amazing love keep following us always.
Nenhlanganyelo kaMoya oNgcwele ibe nathi njalo kuze kube usuku lokuhlengwa.
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us always.
Amen.
Amen.